Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going down someday. My nose is in the sand. I'm going down, 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 babe. My nose is in the sand. A cloud of dust has came over me. I think I'm drowning on dry land.
Well, I don't know about drowning on dry land, but doggone, there's much water coming down here. I'm about to drown on this doggone, what you call it? Hey, look here, man, if you can tell, I'm still under the weather, man. It's a doggone cold kicking my butt, but I'm going to try to do you a little bit of a show today. Trust me, I don't think it's going to be worth a shit, but I'm going to let it do what it do, y'all. But anyway, before we get started, let's get out of a word from God. Word from God. First off, I want to thank the Lord for getting everybody home safe on these travels over this past weekend, man. I know He blessed me to get home safe, and a couple more of my boys that I know got home safe. Doug and all of them, T5 and all the guys from out of Florida. Big Chris and everybody. So anyway, everybody out there that had to travel over these long roads this weekend, I'm glad and hope everybody got home safe. All right, and the one thing to do, the first step into getting it being to God, you got to have faith. Faith. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Also with that faith, you got to have to repent, my fellas. You got to repent. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out. That's what the good book said. Also, you know, we always have to, every time we do something and get in trouble, we always try to lie and put it on the devil. All right? The devil. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Now, that's the devil. So, you know, the devil always seem to be the root of all evil. No, my brother. Temptation. Temptation. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has been conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived by, my beloved brothers. So don't lie to my temptation made you do it. Because God will never tempt you. All right, there's just some words from the good book. I know you might not understand it. Trust me, I have to read it a couple, three times to understand it myself. But with that being said, let me get this show on the road. I don't feel good. Don't know how long we're going to go. If y'all don't start no doo-doo, it might not be during the day. But let me see. Let me get my man on here. Big Ernie. Big Ernie.
Oh, Lord. The devil made me do it.
Oh, shit. At least you were paying attention, Ernie. At least you were paying attention.
How y'all doing tonight? Hey, this is Ernie. Good afternoon. TikTok radio show. Of course, I'm brought to you by Coffee Car Nitrous Oxide Systems and Ryan's Family Food House. Hey, I saw some plans for the remodeling. Got some big stuff going on at Ryan's. Y'all need to get out there and have some. Dog, we had a hell of a show last night, and I tell you what, it seems like it carried over to this morning and just kept on going. And if y'all didn't listen to the show last night, the question was bump or not to bump. And I ain't talking about no big butted wimps. That bump button. Which way are you supposed to go? Are you supposed to use it? Why do you use it? What does it do when you use it? We had an hour show last night that everybody was calling in of. And I tell you what, guys, ain't nobody beat me yet. So if that turned out, the reason why most of you are using that bump button, habit. Habit. Not hobby, habit. You get out there and you want to play bull moose with a guy in the lane beside you, and that's an intimidator. But, you know, one guy bumped his 17 times, and Dog said he counted one guy 22 times. And what did they get out of it? Both of them got to buy a new motor.
Hey, Ernie, I thought your tick show, was yesterday.
Hell no, you give me the microphone, I'm off and running now, babe. I done learned. Just keep talking, and you just shut me off. That's the way to do it. But yeah, guys, Tech Talk, Monday night, 6 o'clock on the Ask Ernie Tech Talk with the Dog Show. And I tell you what, we had a time last night. Y'all need to go back and listen to it. It's well worth it. Dog, I'll turn it over to you. I'm sorry. Devil made me do it.
No, Ernie, I didn't hear now time about nothing about company cars. You supposed to come on here and talk about company cars. You talk about everything but company cars.
Well, I was so excited, you know. Hell, I showed last night, you know, company car nitrous oxide systems, you know, probably the best kept secret in racing. You know, people say, well, you know, I don't see your equipment out there that much. Guys, my equipment out there is a whole lot more than y'all see, and it's usually tied underneath somebody else's decals. So, don't look at the decal. Sometimes you need to talk to them and see what they're really running. We've got it. Lifetime warranty. If you ever have any problems with our equipment, you give us a call, and we'll help you take care of it. Warranty is on the solenoids. And if you need a tune-up or having problems with your tune-up, give us a call. And that's what we're here for. That's what I spent all day here for, is just for you to call. Call or have a bad day. Give me a call tomorrow. Let's talk about it. Copy Car Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. Copy Car, 1-800-NITROUS. You can't forget that number. It's too damn easy. Give us a call. Dog, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy it, man.
All right.
Love you. Mean it.
All right, Ernie. Appreciate it. Love you, brother. Appreciate it. All right. That was a man, Big Ernie. You know, if you let Big Ernie go, boy, he'll be talking to tomorrow. Also, he gets excited. Don't forget about right over there to see my man Jerry Latrell at Atomic Customs over there. For all your four-wheelers, motorcycles, your helmets and everything, he does the hydrographics for that stuff, man. Got the t-shirts and everything over there, man. Got some real good, exciting stuff over there. Atomic Customs right over across from Ernie. If you want to give him a call, 803-599-7681. Jerry Latrell over there, ex-military Vietnam veteran. No, not a Vietnam veteran, but a war veteran there. Also, want to give an honorable mention out to my boys down at Fayetteville Motorsports Park. Fayetteville Motorsports Park down there in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Girls from the track, go down there and check the boys out. Also, if you're in the gray area, the Macon area, check out my boys, the Britt brothers, Marcus and Marcus Britt down there, One Stop Automotive in Gray, Georgia. Give them a call down there, 478-742-0100. That's their One Stop Automotive down in Gray, Georgia on the Gray Highway. Get the boys down there, call them. Marcus Bitt there with the Pro Mod and his brother. They some rough guys. Also, don't forget about my man at the track over here, Jackson. 1,000 Words Photography by Keith Clary. He got all kind of racing equipment, all kind of racing pictures and everything. And he would take all kind of on-track pictures and everything. So if you get a chance, go ahead and give my man a call. That's Keith Clary, 1,000 Words Photography, 803-341-0615. And not to forget, everybody was talking about my man, I mean, Ms. Kim, out at South Georgia Motorsports Park. As of right now, we still up and going, baby. A little, and then but a doggone minor setback for a major comeback. Anyway, go to the net if you need to know anything about South Georgia Motorsports Park, Valdosta, as we call it. Feel the Need for Speed. Coming up this doggone September the 20th, should be one of the biggest, best races this year. Running Brown will be having a big race down there at South Georgia Motor Park, September the 20th. Man, we got three or four classes. We got the 28th, 29th class in both extreme and the middleweights. So that's going to be something to see. Two big classes down there with a bunch of big locked-in races. One of the biggest ones locked in. Boy, I'm getting excited. Fletcher Cox, NFL guy. Fletcher Cox going up against our own, the white boys, Nestle Leland and the white boys. That should be one for the doggone ages. We got plenty more coming up. We'll talk about them at a little other date. The event will be called War. Running Brown, you're getting a little slack on me, baby. I ain't got my information I'm supposed to have. Anyway, that's South Georgia Motorsports Park. Feel the Need for Speed, Valdosta, Georgia. You can look them up on the net, www.racesgmp.com. That's South Georgia Motorsports Park in Valdosta, Georgia. We still operating, baby, so we ain't going nowhere. We still operating. All right, get on down to the boys that doggone to take care of us right at the Go Fast Parts. My man Mo at Mo's Speed Shop. 706-414-6688. Get a little fella a call over there. He does all type of plumbing, wiring, chassis work, custom nitrous installation, headers, transmissions, whatever. And anything that he can't doggone buy, he can make it. That's my man Mo at Mo's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. Also, give him a call over there if you want him to get on-track tuning. On-track tuning. He'll go with you to the track to get your car down the track as fast and as possible. Fast as possible. So give him a call over there at Mo's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. All right, coming down to my main man, doggone Matt McGlohorn, if you're in the Waynesboro area, MTL Automotive, one of the best in the business, always does good quality work. Major or minor repairs, AC service, tires, wheels, brakes, tune-ups. Ain't no job too small. He also does repairs on your trailers. Anything you need done, he can do it. That's Matt McGlohorn, MTL Automotive in Waynesboro, Georgia, 706-554-5226. Also, don't forget about the special he got going. He said he's going to run it all the way to Christmas, all the way to Christmas. Free towing within 25 miles of the shop. As long as you get a repair at the shop, free towing. Within 25 miles of the shop, he'll come pick you up with a repair at his shop. That's MTL Automotive, 706-554-5226. Also, for all your doggone lettering for your cars, your T-shirts, or whatever, see his wife, Lene McGohan. She does all that kind of stuff. All you got to do is take her a picture, tell her what you want, how big you want it, how small. No job is too large or too small for her also. She also can be reached at the same number, 706-554-5226. That's MTL Automotive. And that's a one-stop shop. Like I said, for all your lettering for your cars, decals. You don't believe it, check out the pictures on the internet with my man Pee-wee up in the New York area, the big nasty boo. Well, she got some doggone good work she did on that car there. Unfortunately, he got his asshole blowed out. But anyway, he looked good with his getting his asshole blowed out. So go down and see my man, Mac McGohorn, MTL Automotive, 706-554-5226. All right, with that being said, let me see what I got going here. I really don't have nothing going today, to be honest with you. This Thursday, don't forget, Test and Tune, big Thursday night, Test and Tune at, excuse me, Test and Tune at the House of Hook this Thursday night coming out. Whether permitted, we should have some hitters in the house, boy, because, boy, they've been at this money here lately here. There's a big tune-up for doggone and a big tune-up coming up for the doggone, like I said, September the 20th. Also, I think my man Mandrell, September the 13th. Down there in doggone it, Edenton, he got a big race coming up down there. And ain't nobody else contracted to do nothing else, so I don't know what's going on. So if you got something you want to talk about, you can, even though I'll leave it at that. If you got something you want to talk about, William Brown or Mike Hill on the phone, hit the one button. If William Brown or Mike Hill on the phone or Larry T. William Brown, Larry T, Mike Hill, if either one of y'all on the phone, hit the one button. Hell of a damn race this weekend. Man, I've been up to Virginia, down to Maryland, and back to Virginia. Man, I'm wore the fuck out, man. I don't see how the hell Tony Bynum them do this bullshit. I'm getting too old for this shit, man. Fuck this. I gotta find me another occupation. Oh, shit, was that an occupation? I thought I was just having fun. Evidently, them boys couldn't get on the show now. And so if I'm a little disappointed in Mike Hill if he ain't on the show, I'm really disappointed in him. Let me see. I got a hand up here. Oh, there he is. He always takes 15 minutes to get off mute. Good grief. Mike, how come it takes you so long to get off mute, man?
I was actually waiting to see if somebody else was going to hear it first. I have me and my little girl together, but go ahead, dog. I'm little.
Okay, no, I just want you to say you got a big event coming up here in October. I know it's a long way out, but we're going to talk about this a little quick there. What's going on in October 3rd and 4th, man?
Just our annual big dog, our annual battle of the big dog race coming back up October 3rd and 4th. And like I said, we got some good heads up class. We got the Pro Mars. I know, you know, everybody ain't crazy about the big car cars, but they'll be back October 3rd and 4th. And we got a lot of people that want to see the Pro Mars. They racing for a nice purse. You got 10,000 to win in them guys. And we got small block nitrous. We got $4,000 no time small block nitrous. $4,000 pot free entry. And we got our 28-29s. You know, them boys, I had to keep them dogs. They always been supporting us all year, so I ain't want to leave them out. So had to do something for them guys. That's a $7,000 pot and another free entry for them. So,
and Mike, all this on the same day, Mike?
All on the same day, dog. We got almost $40,000 we giving away October 34th, you know, so. And actually, some of the hard tie guys called today and they asked me would we do something for them on October 3rd and 4th. And I said, y'all give me 8 calls. I ain't got no problem putting some money up for y'all too. Just I just got to have car count, you know, so.
But, Mike, you ain't telling the whole story, Mike, because you heard about Jay and NRC and Big Country down there in Florida. They going back and forth at it. Both of them said they write the check out for them, and they said, well, the hell with it then. If that ain't enough, the 4,000 ain't enough, shit, let's put some more money with it, Mike. Tell them about that controversy.
Yeah, I seen that this morning. Big Country posted, said you should have made it 3,000 to win, yada, yada, yada. I had it broke down 2,000, 1,500, 500, you know, kind of take care of the guys back, you know, that don't win first place or whatever. Because they should have made it 3,000 to win, and I think Jay told him, who'd you say you going to get it?
Yeah.
You know, and Jay's like, if you feel that cocky, you know, the NRC boy told him, you feel that cocky, let's just put some more money in the pot and make it bigger. So I told him.
Well, you heard a whole lot of people talking shit. You got Big Ball Factor was talking a little shit. Trigger Man was talking a little shit. The white boy, hey man, it's a lot of small block guys out there talking shit. Now this might be one hell of a damn race that we don't even realize.
Yeah, now you got old Trigger Man looking good. Every time I see him make, I seen some passes he's been making. Old Trigger Man look like he got this small block worked out. So I mean, he's gonna be another tough contender like this. It's a lot of small block guys. Boy, they coming back, man. I'm good. It's good to see them back too. They're gonna be tough.
Mike, this thing getting to be too big, man. Well, we about to have to, on the third, though, Mike, what's happening on the third? You said it's a two-day event now. What's happening on the third, Mike?
Well, we always open up on Friday, dog, to let everybody come in and park. And actually for the pro mods, and it don't go for the no-time guys, but for the pro mods, the 470, those guys, they get to qualify on Friday night. We get two rounds of qualifying, and guys, the rest of the guys coming in, park, set up, test and tune, whatever they want to do. You know, but ain't no qualifying for the no time small block margin, the no time 28-29. So them guys coming in, Chessington Park, grudge if they want to, you know, want to get it on, whatever they want to do, dog. So, but they, you know, back to the
Well, Mike, you know, everybody talking about you one of the premier promoters in the game, and you always nice, but I got another guy on the phone. I mean, between you and Running Brown, you know you and Running Brown is my two main men, though. Y'all know that regardless, but we got another man on the phone that's pretty goddamn good itself, though. William Brown, what's up?
Yo, what's up, dog? What's up, everybody? Yo, I'm here. What's up, dog?
Anybody out there but Mike, though? You want to say a couple words to Mike and then tell everybody about the event you had this week and anything, William Brown?
Yeah. I'm after y'all ass, Mike. Don't think I'm going nowhere just yet. But I appreciate everybody that attended. We had a good time, man. And, you know, I just thank everybody that came and hope you'll come back to one of my other events. Dog, especially you, I appreciate you coming. I know it's a long ride for you, long hike, but you bought your car up there and you picked your man and you got your little gas money and headed on back down the road.
I appreciate it, William Brown.
That was my first William Brown event going to, man. I definitely had a good time, and man, like I said, there was a lot of great races went on, a lot of great races. It once again, dog, it proved once again that you ain't got to have a whole bunch of locked-in races already, because races, if you get them in the house, they're going to make something happen.
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't like a lot of them locked-in races, because when you advertise them, especially known guys, if you advertise them, they don't race, then everybody's going to have a bad feeling about the event just because that race didn't get on.
Yeah, exactly, you're right.
So
one more thing. Don't go nowhere, William Brown. Mike, I got bad news for you, man. He said, Mike doing all this shit, what about getting a shootout for the top sportsman guys, Mike? Y'all, who got me on the speakerphone? Give me out that speakerphone, William Brown.
I ain't on the speakerphone.
Mike, here, give me out that speakerphone, Mike.
No, you started echoing, William Brown came on, we started echoing. We ain't had that problem.
It was two mics on, so one of y'all factors got, Mike, what about these top sportsmen? They said, and William Brown, I think he got old weak-ass top sportsman call, but them boys said, what about us top sportsman guys, Mike?
Dog, I don't mind doing something for them. I mean, I can do it in October. I can do it in November. I don't mind doing something for them if they want to get together. You know, I done tried it once. If they want to get together in November, and, you know me, I throw some money out there for them. I put in their part with them, dog. I ain't got no problem with taking the gamble. You know, as long as the participation stuff. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate it. William Brown, you got anything else you want to say, William Brown?
Yeah, dog. I'd like to note to all the guys that hound you to come to your events and they lock in races and then they call you and tell their friends
that they need a little gas money and call you to get a little gas money, y'all ain't got to come back if you don't want to, because I ain't going to keep paying everything about it, getting everybody gas money, because it don't make no sense. You come there and run for good money, the grudge race, but then you got your hands stuck out at the end of the night like I'm supposed to pay for everybody to get in the track.
Damn, William Brown, I'm glad to see you finally got some damn nuts on you. You're right about that we just didn't rent this game. We didn't rent this game. If you got a locked-in race and you racing grudges, man, you come to – see, that's what the thing about this racing that I don't like, see. Everybody should come to people races just to doggone it, to put on a show. You come to my race, I come to your race, blah, 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 blah. You don't supposed to have your hand out. There's nothing wrong with getting certain people or whatever that might have talked to you beforehand, but nowadays it seems like everybody that come to the track now won't gas money. Seems like everybody coming won't gas money.
Well, it should be up to William Brown. It should be up to William Brown to decide who he feel he want to help out. Everybody shouldn't have to come to you saying,
I mean,
hey, you know, what you going to give me? It should be up to you. It's up to you if you going to do it.
It just got out of hand. And like I say, it ain't nothing wrong with getting somebody gas money, especially the guys that's coming a long way. You know, I ain't going to name no names, but, you know, the guys that come a long way, fine, I help you out. It ain't no problem, because I will look for a little help if you want me to come to your event. But, I mean, you know, you got the guys that want a little bit more than gas money. They want you to pay for the whole trip, the crew trip, the hotel, the plane tickets. And then they want everybody in their crew. They want their money back at the gate. You know, they want their name at the gate. And everybody get in free. It don't even make no sense, man. So.
By the time you pay all that, William, you could have just not had the ability to put all that money in your pocket, couldn't you?
Exactly.
I think Tight Man got a name for that.
and for me, you know, it ain't like, you know, I can't call out no track names, but I mean, everybody see how the facility is. So it ain't no cheap facility. And me and Mike done talked about this before. It ain't cheap. So it ain't like I'm making, you know, just because there's a lot of people there, it ain't like you're making more money that you would, say, if you were going to Colonial Beach or, you know, a backyard, Northeast Dragway, some, you know, a smaller track. You know, they charge for everything. But I just wanted to have it in a premier place. You know, midway, where everybody could get hotels, and right off the interstate, it ain't way deep in the woods. So I put a little bit out there, extra out there, so I could get that facility. But, you know, it just got out of hand with everybody want to get all their family, everybody that came in, you know, leave their name at the gate or sign their ticket or whatever, and then they want money in their pocket to pay for their whole trip, and then they done gamble and bet big money, and they looking at you. You know, I should ask 10% of what they bet, I guess. What do you think, dog?
Hold on, William Brown. Now, I wish, but like I said, it ain't nobody's business that y'all could really put out an expense sheet to show what y'all really be paying, where everybody thinks all you do is open the gates and collect money. I wish y'all could do that. But since William Brown brought that up and he seemed like he in a good mood to talk some shit today, Mike, I don't know how long you can stick around. Y'all hit the one, but if y'all want to question William Brown or say what he just said about that, because he just made a good valid point.
I just say, hey, Wade Brown, I appreciate my 50% off the gate, so, I mean, it's all good with us, so whatever you need to say, say it.
Okay, 706-5971, you got something to say? Go ahead. 706-5971, you got to say something. You got your hand up. Must have put it up by accident. Okay, you didn't want to say nothing. Let me see what my damn son wants. I don't know what the hell he got to say. Hope he don't say the wrong thing. You had background noise just a while ago, man. I don't need all that background noise. McGlohorn, what's on your mind, McGlohorn? Matt. Yeah, he got his dog. He ain't paying attention. He over there keep hitting the one button. 478-8870, go ahead.
Yeah, I got
you. I'm the one button. Ain't nobody talking today. I'm the one sick. 478.
Hey, yo.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's happening? What's happening?
William Brown, man. William Brown, the stand-up dude, man. I appreciate it, William Brown. We'll come to the event again, man. We had a blast. It was the first time ever being there, man. We had a good time, man.
I appreciate y'all coming, man, you know. And y'all did y'all part, and I did my part, and everybody had a good time.
I want to thank T5 also checking for me. He know I was by myself on that road. He called and checked on me. Unfortunately, he didn't know I had pulled over and got me a room. I was so damn sleepy. So he really woke me up. But T5, I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the love and the concern, man. Love you, brother.
Yeah, Love you, dog. Didn't know that.
All right, let me go back in and see what my glow on when he keep on hitting this doggone button. Matt, did you mean to hit that one button and you out there playing with your nuts? My glow on.
Yeah.
What's up? You hit the one button. You want to say something, brother?
I didn't have the phone. No, I didn't. My son was holding the phone. He might have hit it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, no problem. All right, man. Hey, they did ask where you was at this week, though. William Brown, they was asking where you was at this week.
Yeah, I had to go to a wedding. Got to do the wifely duties every once in a while. Got to keep her happy. If I can't keep her happy, we can't be happy.
I hear you, baby. I hear you. Well, don't worry about it. If you need some help, though, I got somebody to help you. All right, okay.
I ain't going to ask who.
All right, okay, man, no problem. Hey, T5.
Yo.
You heard William Brown was talking about everybody wanting to get paid to come to a show and all that. What's your thought about everybody trying to get paid to get money to come to a show? And when they do come, most of the time they don't even damn race sometimes.
Man, it's to the point like this, man. The man had a good crowd, people pocket watching. They doing a lot of pocket watching. It's up, like Mike said, it's up to William Brown for what he want to do for somebody. If he want to decide he want to get somebody there and get him there and give him something, that's what it should be. Shouldn't have to go up to a man and ask him to give you something because you see he got a nice crowd. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Hill. Mike, come off mute, man. Y'all got to stay with me on this, and y'all going on mute. Y'all still missing my flow if I'm already sick. William Brown, you still there, William Brown? I don't know why
yeah,
I think y'all still on the answer. Okay, I want to see what's Mike come back in for a minute. Hold on, William. Mike. That boy, they ain't got good hair. I mean, they ain't got good sense. That damn Jericho just done soaked it. Anyway, I noticed how Mike kind of do his stuff, and I heard him say it in the past, William Brown, that he put up a big pot, and you come get for it. So I ain't going to pay you to come get my own money, but I put up a big pot for you to come get. What you think about that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him, tell you the truth. You know, but you do got some guys that come from a long way, you know, and they just coming to feel you out, and maybe next time they come back, they might say, hey, man, you all right with me. I just want to come and enjoy myself and get some running, you know, get somebody to run off, you know, make a couple runs or whatever, run in the shootout or whatever, which that's fine, you know, but you just got the selected few that just go over the top.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know what happened to Larry T. I tried to get up to Larry T. Couldn't get him. He must be on the ground. But another thing, though, I seen my man Mississippi Joe and his brother. They didn't have the car there or nothing, but I see they coming in and support. They've been supporting all the events lately. You got any thought on that about Mississippi Joe and his brother? They've been at every event lately.
Yeah, I thank them up there in my race and also in Larry T. race. They who coming, you know, with or without a car because, you know, I try to go to a lot of events. I try to go to everybody's events, but you can't do it. And, you know, sometimes I show up with my car and sometimes I don't. But, you know, I'm going to give you that support if I can. So either any kind of support, it looks out for me.
On another thought, I want to give props out to my man, Pro Stock Joe and Wild Man. You know, Pro Stock Joe was at William Brown race announcing. And, you know, he kind of hogged the mic. We can't ever get the mic from him. But props out to him. He did a good job announcing. And he coming right on down to Larry T race. Well, went up to Larry T race the next day. Him, me, and Wild Man was all in the house at one place. And I'm glad to say that we sort of like, at least we getting cordial with each other. And that just goes to show you, time heals with wounds. And if everybody keep it racing, then shit, we all can make it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, dog. Everybody had a good time the whole weekend. I mean, I, too bad y'all got to come up north to do that, but oh well.
Oh, you trying to throw a punch, huh? I got to admit, though, I don't care what nobody says. You can say what you want to. Jay Barnes said it a long time ago. It's a damn shame, though, you go out of town and get treated better than you do at your own track, though. I got to admit, he did the truth, though. Oh, I forgot. William Brown, you owe me some money, too, because you didn't feed me. Now, Larry T fed me, now. You ain't feed me.
Yeah, we didn't. Me and the track manager had with my cook. He took my cook and sent him over there and told my cook he can sell food. I said, well, damn, you done took my cook. I was getting away free food. But, you know, oh, well. It's all in all, it's still cool. I'll figure something else out for the next time.
Right. T5, I don't think you went up to the damn sky boots up there with Larry T-Race and got you nothing to eat. I didn't ever see you up there. Did you ever get you something to eat, man?
I went up there, dog, one time. But, you know, I was by myself, so I was trying to, you know, get what I needed to get done, but no, I went up there, man. That place right there, I'm gonna tell you, both tracks, an awesome William Brown track and Larry T. So if y'all ain't go, y'all miss a good event. I'll tell you that. The hospitality was unreal. William Brown was on the ground doing the same. He coming by, checking on everybody, making sure everybody was up on point. You know, it was just my first time being there. I hate them boys missing. I told them that every time they called. They were calling every 5 minutes. I said, y'all missed it. Y'all missed something. I can tell y'all that.
Well, I got to admit, like I said, that when you go up there, I never heard nothing bad about William Brown's races, nor Larry T's on the aspect of treating people right. They always treat people right, though, you know. And I know it's a lot of shit they have to work through because I know how them track owners are. They're not as grudge friendly as we are to each other. So I know it's a lot of damn backpacking you got to do to doggone make them guys act right because I know how shit go behind the scenes, man.
And dog, it was a miscommunication of somebody was announcing that the track closed at 10 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock curfew. And, once we had that bad oil down in that one lane, he asked me what I wanted to do. I said, I wanted to run everybody that's in the lane. Go ahead and shut the back of the lane off and run everybody in the lanes. If we go over, we just go over. And that's what we
did. Well, now, to be honest with you, let me hand with Ricky William Brown. Now, Joe kept announcing. They said that staging just closed at 10 o'clock. The track wasn't going to close at 11. That means you had to be in staging by that 10 o'clock. Like you said, you was going to run everybody that was in staging. You was going to let them run.
Yeah. And everybody kept coming up to me talking about, man, we y'all close at 10 o'clock. I said, man, we don't close at no 10 o'clock. So, yeah, it was just miscommunication. But, I let them know, like I said, I walked around in the pits with the staging lane with the track, one of the track owners. And I told him, he said, what you want to do is a lot of cars. I said, go ahead and run them. I want everybody to run and everybody to be happy. I don't want nobody to complain. And Corner made sure he was the last car to run so wouldn't nobody jump on his hind parts at the race.
Oh, shit. I didn't want to be the one to say that, but that's what I thought, too, though. But William Brown, we had a couple people say something was wrong with the tree. You want to address that thing with the tree? Maybe it was just a short roll out or something. You want to talk about the tree? Because they said so many red lights in that lane, and I said last night on my other show that you ran into it three times and you didn't realize. You want to say something about that?
Yeah, it wasn't nothing wrong with the tree. But as far as I know, there's nothing was wrong with the tree. And then I think, I ran in there three times with Slim Car, and then I brought my car one time and ran in there and didn't have any problems. And then everybody, I guess everybody noticed it because it was two particular big grudge races that, cars red lighted in that lane. But other than that, during the day, mostly everybody was fine.
Well, William Brown, let me ask you a personal question. Why in the hell you run out to the 8th mile in Slim Car and then you back up about 65 miles out?
Because he needs some tires. And he's trying to keep from buying some tires. And I've been told him he needs some tires. So I'm going to make sure he get them a set.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to say that now. But what he need tires for? He ain't racing no damn body.
Because we keep going to test. Well, we had a lot of problems. And come to find out, we changed the fuel pump and changed jets and changed systems around and everything. Come to find out, Slim had two empty nitrous bottles in the car.
Oh, my God. Boy, y'all need to get y'all some organization there. That's what I was saying. Y'all need some organization on that team there. I fought you, William Brown, because you're supposed to be a professional. You should have known better than that shit.
I am, but I can't. I'm trying to work on two cars, and I'm trying to run the track. And it was hard. I couldn't even fix my car because I told Bill after I made my pass, I said, that I had a problem with my carburetor. It was sucking air, and it wouldn't idle right. It wouldn't let me stage like I wanted to, and I want to be 110% because I know it ain't right. So I stopped by his trailer and told him, I said, well, let me go see if I can fix it. I ain't even get a chance to fix it because we had an oil down. I had to go up there and, all that different stuff. So I ain't even work on my car. Matter of fact, my dad, you didn't see my car there Sunday. My dad packed it up and he took it on home and we came on up to Maryland to still show support.
Right, you damn sure did. You did that. But let me ask you a question now. It was some goddamn baby gorillas and some bears and some she-gorillas at the track. You had the Southern Assassin there. You had the Corner there. You had the Beast there. You had a couple of three more bad months. Why all them bad bitches didn't slap each other? The old jet, a couple of them did, though. It was some goddamn bears in the house down there.
Yeah, and I appreciate everybody that came, And I saw this with my personal eyes. Southern Assassin came in the staging lane. Well, Bill had his car, and the corner was in the back. And he told Bill, he said, I'll run you And Southern Sasser said, I'll buy the race from you just so he'll run me. Bill said, no, he ain't going to run him. Then he went back there to the corner and told the corner he'll give him the back tie. Corner said, no, we ain't made no test passes. We got a test. But it was already 10:30, 11 o'clock, didn't you?
Oh. Hey, not to be funny now. Normally, you know, I've been racing a long time, William Brown. This is a serious thing. I didn't want to say it because I ain't through with my investigation. But I've been hearing this, and I don't know if this is true or not because I got to do some more inside investigation on them trees. They said they can put some kind of jamming device on the tree to make it red light. You ever heard anything like that?
No. I heard it's a laser that you can use a laser to trip the tree. I just heard, you know, a lot from the bracket guys, and that's most of the guys that know those secrets that do a lot of the cheating. There's those guys that bracket race and go to big different tracks and, you know, race for that big money. And they the ones. And if you need to know if there's any device out there, they know about it.
Okay, hold on. Don't go nowhere, William Brown, because you're sounding good. I need you. Don't go nowhere. 478-0742. What's on your mind?
You got to turn over to know what
it is.
I mean, it's not like it's a battery there.
He wasn't paying attention. William
Brown.
Hey, Dog. Yeah.
Hey, Dog.
Yes.
Can I give nephew knew I was by myself, and I want to give him thanks, man. He put me in the groove every time, and I just wanted to tell nephew thanks. Mike, thanks for letting me get it for a couple of minutes.
Well, okay, thank you. Oh, Dog got you there one time, too, though, but thank him, too.
No, Dog, that was a whole totally different track, man. I was just talking about William Brown since we had William Brown on.
I know it. I'm just messing with you, man. You know me. I'm always looking for some attention.
Yeah.
But anyway, William Brown, I got a question for you. I just got a text in. They said, when you want to be again?
I don't know, Dog. I had a little break. I got two more PDRA races. I'm going to attend the one in Rockingham this week and the one in, I got one in October in Virginia, which is the finals. And then after that, I'm going to stretch it out and do a little bit more.
The objective reporter that I am, sound like to me, you scared.
I ain't scared. Why I'm going to be scared? I already ran them twice. We even. So I ain't got no reason to be scared.
Yeah, but they wasn't running like they're running now, though, goddammit.
I make the difference.
William Brown, you ain't scared then?
No, I ain't never scared. Scared of who? Scared of what?
I just got another text. Oh, shit, they say cause Mike Hill tuning it. Oh, shit.
That don't make no difference. Shit, hell, they sell the same motor. They sell, shit, I go buy me one if that's what I wanted to do. Why should I be scared of another thing?
All right, hold on a minute. This is like leaking. I don't know. 219-2285. That you leaking?
What's happening, dog?
What up, leaking?
Not a lot. I just want to tell Ronnie Brown, for paying those guys, hey, man, run your event like you're supposed to. Don't spoil them guys. If you're going to give any of them guys some money, you pay one way, they pay the other way. Because either way it go, they was coming anyway.
William Brown, he talking about you on that, But what he's saying, though, you know, yeah. We're running in sports, though, trying to pay everybody. Because you really can't pay everybody, man. I mean, you know,
right.
Everybody you can't pay. Now, I can understand if you got a guy to come in there and maybe do a couple, three grudge runs and everything. You know he's going to grudge runs and shit. And he's going to get his asshole blowed out. You might want to give him a couple dollars. But if he wins, shit, he already got his money. He done got his money.
Right. And that car and driver and them crew members and all that, they need to pay. Take care of everybody. That's all
right. Anybody got any thoughts on anything out there, what we was talking about? We got William Brown here on the hot seat right now. He's sounding good, though. The more he talks, the less I got to talk, because I'm sick as shit still. Look at me on. Give me the race report from up that way. I heard y'all had something going on up that way. What happened up that way?
Hey, they ain't doing nothing but some raining up. You got rain out up here.
Okay. All right. Anybody else out there got anything, any questions for William Brown, anything they want to bring up? I heard... my man Josh down there trying to get a race locked in with Primetime and them. I heard something about that today, though. He called me, and he ain't like what I said, so he cussed me out. So if you want to come on and talk about it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Wicked Daddy lock in yesterday?
Who?
Did Wicked Daddy lock in? Wait.
I don't know. They was on the show last night,
And I think Whitney had some problems in the family. I'm not sure. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Whit. I think, because I ain't heard nothing from Whitney this week. They had a race this week. I haven't heard nothing from them. I tried to get a hold of BET. I ain't heard nothing from them. Maybe they got some kind of problems I don't know about. I'm going to see if I can get them on a little later. I'm finna call them in a few minutes. Hold on a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lil' Carter. Talk. Lil' Carter.
Hey, what's going on? I just throwing this out there. The event that was supposed to be held at Martin Motorsports Park had got canceled due to rain. But if I'm not mistaken, Chad of Wicked Quick, they rented the track, and they ended up having a. I'm not sure if they had any grudge races, but I think they put together a shootout. Long story short, I believe it was Kip in the drop top against Jimbo in the final, and Jimbo won. And then the word was that they ran it back in a grudge race, and the drop top beat Jimbo. But they did have a shootout going on with, I believe, six to eight cars that showed up even after the event got canceled. So that was up there at Martin Motorsports Park.
Three in a row, Saturday. Jimbo done won three in a row. Something going on out there. Damn Jimbo killing y'all motherfuckers,
man. I mean, Jimbo just came out of the goddamn box. Slapping motherfuckers. That's the best way I could put it, man. They got that car working. You know, Team Z got that car working, man.
Yeah, well, one more thing about since we won Dorchester down in Dorchester, I think yesterday Zabo, they had a big $5,000 raise down there. Zabo won that one. I think him and Realtree went to the finals on that one. Zabo and Realtree. So props out to Zabo for his win yesterday down in Dorchester. Goddamn Zabo said, y'all kiss my ass by this class racing. I'm going to go to these shootouts and get this money. That damn money green to pay just as fact of matter, that shit paid more than class racing. So props out to damn Keith Zabo for his win down in Dorchester yesterday. And for my man Realtree for being runner-up. And also for my partner Matt McGlohorn for going down there and participating in it too, though. He came in second or third, though, but he still was there. You got to be in it to win it, y'all. So props out to all the guys that was participating in it. And special props out to Keith Zabo for winning it. Let me see, can I get
that's
Will
right, that's
on.
Right. I've seen, okay, go ahead.
Now, go ahead and talk. I'm going to let it rain so I
yeah. I thought I've seen a video floating around Facebook. I believe it was,
Will, dog.
Now, hold on, Will. Go ahead, LaCarta, go ahead. I'm on, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying, I've seen a video flying around. I think it was at, MIR. The Johnny Big Time Master Mustang, Black Mustang ran against J.C. Richardson. Was that a shootout run or a grudge race?
That was a grudge race. J.C. Richardson got his asshole blown out. That man, yeah, that was a grudge race. That J.C. got his asshole blown out.
Yeah, that's a buddy of mine.
Yeah,
well,
one thing
Big
about
Time
it, J.C.
will
race, though. I can't say nothing about that. And Kenny Beecham been having some problem with his car. He ain't got no problem with it now. Boy, he done made some hell of a shakedown with it now. So y'all better watch out. Kenny Beecham is on the damn hunt, the Four Horsemen.
That's right. Shout out to Johnny Big Time and the Master team, you know, the personal buddies of mine. It's good to see him finally get somebody that wasn't afraid to race them, and they came out with the win there. But yeah, go ahead, dog.
Okay, we know you supposed to have a birthday bash the 31st. We ain't heard nothing, but I heard bits and pieces about you. Got some family problems going on. What's going on, Whit?
No, I just had one of my buddies passed on, dog.
Yeah.
One of my
What happened out of this weekend, man?
Man, we did a little racing, dog. We had caught a little rain about 6, 7 o'clock. It took about 3 hours to drive the track, so we still got the race off. They had a little mean street class. We got that off. BT got some grudges off. I think about 4 or 5 grudge races. We made a good heat with Charlotte.
Hey, look, Carter, who that wanted to know about Dunya and Witt? Who that asked that question about Dunya and Witt?
I think that was Leaky that was trying to find out.
Yeah, me and Dunye asked me on last night on Jay's show. I told him I ain't going to be able to make that race. My buddy's funeral is going to be Saturday.
Where was he trying to race you, in Arkansas?
Yeah.
You doing
all
right?
He asked me yesterday.
Doing all right? I mean, special condolences out
there. Yeah, we're doing all right. He was sitting in front of my car in a wheelchair at Bobby Cole's race. He never moved. He said that he was in a wheelchair sitting in front of my car the whole time.
I've never seen him.
That's who got killed? Nah, he passed. He had a heart attack the next day.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that, man. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I blame it on Pee-wee. And I think he ate one of those steaks. But he ended up passing on us. And he was, he you race, did a lot of street racing and stuff. Hold on real quick, dog. Hold on.
Ain't no problem. Yeah. All right, anybody got anything they want to discuss out there? Hit the one, but, oh, I know what they want to discuss. Damn, somebody sent me a text. I forgot what the hell it was. They still arguing about, oh, they arguing about on Facebook about what DP and deposit and all that. What's the difference in the shit? I mean, that's routine shit, man. They asking the same damn question. Oh, I know
they
what's
the difference?
No. I know they was asking. They said, if you got paid a DP, should it be counted as a win or not? I answered it on Facebook. I said the damn grudge race of the year this year, and the one for the last 3 years. I say it's a damn win. So I mean, you know, hey, we just gonna imply that it's a damn win. And I think Tracy Atomic Dog got a show on that tonight though. So the people that's on the phone now, what y'all think? If somebody paid you the deposit, a DP, should you consider that as a win or what?
I mean, it's
kind of
hard to say. It depends. It's hard for me to kind of put it like I want to put it, but I just basically say I don't feel like that's a win. I mean, you didn't go out there and prove nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see how you can sit up and put that as a win record. Now, end of the day, you are getting paid money from the next man. So I do kind of see where.
Hey,
you know,
I'll tell y'all what. Y'all talk about it. I'm going to the private room. I got to go to the private room for a minute. Y'all talk about it because I got something to say about that. I hope y'all keep it going for the call.
Yeah. Like I was saying, man, I can't personally sit there and say if I didn't go out there and prove that I was better than the next man that day at that point in time, I can't sit up and say, you know, that's a win. I do understand what the people are saying that do consider it a win. I mean, you're getting paid money that you didn't have before you came in the gate, you know, in a race lock-in. So I kind of see where they're coming from, but end of the day, I can't personally see it as no win, man. It's not accountable to me. You know, if you want to find out who's the baddest, you don't look at the man, how many times the person paid Park out for him. You know what I'm saying? I think that should be eliminated from anybody's win-loss category. You know what I'm saying? That you might have 10 grudge races to get paid 5 punk out and have 5 wins. So what, you undefeated now? No. I mean, you are undefeated, but you only got 5 true wins in my eyes. You know, that's just my personal opinion. I don't know who all got their mic open and got something to say on it, but I don't agree with it.
Hey, look, Carter, they might not get no more wins the rest of that year, so they might need that one.
All right, I'm back now. I don't know what y'all said, though, but I can't answer yet. Let me get Truck Driver, go ahead. Truck Driver.
Hey, let me address that by what look, Carter said. Yeah, I look at it and say it's a draw because they're like, look, Carter said, you know, neither one of them proved their manhood, even though Dog may get the punk out money, but they didn't go out there and prove their manhood. And I would consider to say it's a draw.
All right, I'm gonna make a ruling on it. Since they want me to be the godfather of racing, the both grudge races of the year for the last 4 or 5 years said if they got paid punk out, it's a win. So in the rule book right now, I'm putting it in pencil. If you got paid the punk out, that's a win.
So the Beast got me one up.
Well, did Wick come back on the phone yet?
Hey, dog, I got to go on mute for a little bit. I'll be on mute.
Okay. Hey, Wick, you came back yet, Wick? You know, Wick and Tony Bynes both said, hold on a minute, I got my lawyer here. I might change my mind and my lawyer get on my ass. Let me see what my lawyer want. Go ahead, fan. Talk so I can watch talk. Go ahead, fan.
I like what you said, too, dog, because they said what the guy saying that he said if they don't prove themselves, but if two cars line up and one of them blow the tire, everybody say that's a win.
That's my damn lawyer. Go ahead, fan. Goddamn it. I'm going to go on mute, fan, because I'm sick.
And two cars didn't make the trip, you know. But the car lined up, true enough, but it blowed the tire. So, here we didn't see no racing. You know how many races we didn't see where one car gets crooked and the other car goes perfect? And, you know, and the car won because of that red light. You know, it red light. That wasn't, but he whooped his ass. That's all we say. He blowed him out of the water. But, hey, that was a red light, you know. So if we got to stop that, we got to stop them all. You know, so I think it's a win.
Well, fan, I kind of disagree with that. Because at the end of the day, I disagree with that because at the end of the day, it's not, I mean, it is about the win, but you got to prove that you was the better man that day, the better driver.
Right.
You had, your car
exactly.
was tuned better. Your car has to work to win a race, you know what I'm saying? So if a guy does go out there and blow the tires and loses the race, that's because the other man was more prepared to go down that track surface than he was. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you are still proving.
Hold on. Let me see if I get Tony.
Yeah, what's up? I'm back, dog.
Oh, I needed you. I got Tony. I got the two people on the phone that I told you all I made the verdict about. I got Tony Bryant on the phone, and I got Witt on the phone. The last 4 or 5 years, good rest of the year. They both said, and y'all can argue with them now because they both on here, if they got paid punk out money, that's a goddamn win in my book. I'm going on mute. Y'all can argue with both of them. They on the phone. Tony and Witt, y'all got the argument. Go ahead. Fan, you the lawyer, fan.
Well, I would like to start off just by hearing, you know, how they feel about it in detail, you know, per driver, you know, or, you know, per team. Tony, how do you feel about punkouts being counted as wins or possibly not being counted as wins? How do you feel about it? And how do you actually justify that as a win?
Well, I justify it as a win because, shit, if I got $5 out there with a man on $502,000, and I get to put $5 in my pocket, shit, I'm counting that as a win. Why you can't count it as a loss? As hard as it is to make money out here nowadays, anytime Mac put money in his pocket off a race, you know, y'all understand, a lot of people pay punk out money because they're just scared and don't think they can win. So they throw their hands out like a win to me. It's just like boxing. Or even when you tap out, when that wrestling, you know, when you tap out, you're giving up. You ain't even want to fight no more. So I count it as a win, you know. Whenever I count them as my losses. Whenever I pay punk out at the end of the year, I count that race as a loss if I don't pay punk out to a man. Period.
Okay. I like that analogy you gave, Tony, you know, about like for boxing or anything or UFC fighting. But the thing about that is they got to get in the ring and fight to that point to make the next man give up. You know what I'm saying? They got to fight to that point.
Whereas with a punk out
situation, that's like the two men are getting ready to fight tomorrow night, but the night before, he said, all right, I'm not going to fight that guy. So you can't really say that you beat him, but you can't say that you lost to him either.
How come when I paid the punk out and my car could be broke?
He said it's a win. He didn't say he beat him. Tony didn't say he beat him. He said it's a win. That is a win. He didn't say he beat the car. He said that is a win. He counted it as a win. See, you taking two different scenarios and trying to make one. When Tony said he win, he didn't say I went out there and beat him up. Just like if somebody read, like, Tony win, that didn't mean he beat him, but he won the race because the guy red-lighted. It's the same scenario.
But the thing
right?
is,
no matter
on
how
a red light, but on... But on a red light situation, Tony would have been the better driver to not red light, and the driver that did red light was
well,
not
like
the
Tony
better driver.
Said, you got people that just quit it. He can't make a man come out there and race him. If he punk out and he lose because he didn't want to race Tony, that's because he was scared. So that's a win. He won because the dude was scared.
Now one thing
why
I can never
Tony
go
lose
against.
The win? Why should Tony lose the win because that man was scared to race him. That man, Tony, drove 1,000 miles to race that man, and so he don't count that as a win because this man is scared to race him? I don't understand
that. Can't count that but a win.
That's
a win.
That's a
yeah,
win.
But that,
no matter how
yeah,
you look
that,
at it. It ain't that you beat him, but you won the punk out money, so you win. That's a win. All day long, it's a win.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand
time.
That. I understand that because you are gaining. You are gaining from it. Don't get me wrong. You are gaining from it. But, like, when it comes to, like when we get to that point of the year where we're talking about grudge race of the year, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's something that you could count into your win-loss record. Like,
right.
I don't feel like that's something you should be able to count to that point. Okay, yeah, you could count it as a win technically because you was granted money that you didn't have when you came in the gate. But when you're talking about win-loss record, it's like, okay, if you got a guy that has five actual grudge races where he won, and then he has maybe five or six more punk outs. Are you going to give that guy Good Dre Fill over the year over a guy that has the same amount of races where he actually went down the track every single time?
But see, we don't go by how many races we get to get the Grudge Race of the Year. You, it ain't just
let me speak on that thing. Let me speak on that thing. Let me speak on it, Locata, a little bit. Be honest with you, Locata. Tony can take his punk out and have more Grudge Racing than half the motherfuckers in the Grudge game. To be honest
That's
with
true.
You now. So now, if he don't count his punk out, he still wouldn't be nobody in the Grudge game that raised more than Tony, to be honest with you now. Now, I'm the reason
okay,
why you wouldn't want to count it as a win, Licata, because you not the one traveling thousands and thousands. Let me finish before you say anything. Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles to the eraser. You're not paying for the maintenance on two or three tow vehicles. You're not paying for the tires and things on trailers that blow out and you be stuck on the side of the road and you're not going to the track in the heat trying to get your car down the track, gambling with your money, maybe rent money, light bill money, whatever may be money. And you're not traveling as much as Tony and me and Lil Rick and all the guys that's traveling. It's a whole lot preparing to even start getting on the road. You got to make sure your vehicle right. You got to make sure the race car right. You got to have fuel for the race car, fuel for, and I ain't crying about it, but anytime somebody pay me a punk out, I'm going to count it as a win because I come to race that person. You see what I'm saying? And when they don't show up to race me, that means they didn't spend the money or do the things I did, not just the money, the time. It's physical in this shit now. No, it's a lot of physicality to this.
Hey.
You got to be in a little shape to run them down that track, walk them down that track, wake up and get that car ready and drive that car and load that shit and unload all that shit and haul that shit around. So anytime I receive some money on a punk out or whatever it may be, I'm counting as a win, and I'm glad to get that money too, but I'd rather get his ass to get that money because it'll be more. But
Let me address that what you just said about the win. All right, let me ask you this. Even though you said the win, yeah, you count the win, punk out as a win, but at the same time, who say for instance with Tony Bynes, much he raised his blase. But do you take that win, that punk out, and put it in a win category at the end of the year that helps you to get nominated for Grudge Race of the Year?
I'm putting it as a win. When I pay punk out, I put it as a loss. I don't understand what you're saying, truck driver. Truck driver, you're not making sense of what
is,
you're saying.
Hey, what he's saying is, truck driver, don't nobody, like he said, you don't really go by the Grudge Race of the Year by having the win and loss you got. We don't go by that.
Uh-huh.
We go by the quality of the opponents you done run and win you done race. What they saying is, for his resume, like Tony Bynes said it and Witt said it, and I agree, if a bitch paid me the punk out, bitch, that's a win on my own personal win column. That is a win. Fans just
okay,
told me all this
Now you gotta also remember this, guys. Y'all gotta remember this too. Now y'all saying that win and loss it's not considered when it comes to Grudge Race of the Year. It is. It is one.
It's not based on win and loss.
It's travel. It's travel. It's the quality. Ray, like y'all said, the travel, the quality, the win, loss, and the swag. It's a bunch of shit.
If you just go by the record, everybody else can stop racing and just get it. Go by the record. We don't just go by the record.
No. I agree. I see what you're saying. I was just saying that I want to let the people know that might get it confused. It is part of it. It's not the main number one objective is just to get a killer win-loss record. No, not at all. You got to travel. You got to have killer opponents on top of that. It's part of the gumbo. You get what I'm saying? I just wanted to put that out there. Because let's be honest, when Cole Killer was looked at as possibly Grudge Race of the Year, let's not forget that his win-loss record was the main thing that had him in the running. Because of the fact that he was undefeated.
No, what had him in the running for the winning seat was because every time he was fighting a heavyweight champion. Every time he fought, it was a goddamn bear fight. And it would be, you know, that's what had him in the contention. Like I said, if Tony Bynes set the standards that we was going by, the most traveling, all that shit, Witt copied the same, what you call it. That's why it was between Witt. It was between Witt, Tony Bynes, and Cold Killer. Now, I hate to say if I had my say of that thing, how would it went. But what we had laid down as the format for Greatest Race of the Year, then it boiled down to Witt. It still could have boiled down to Witt, Tony Bynes, and Cold Killer. But then if you use the formula that we had been using, Cold Killer wouldn't even been considered because he ain't had but 8 races.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, like I said, like I was saying before when we was debating that, I felt like Cold Killer was in the running simply for the shock value of his undefeated record. In my opinion, that's just personal.
If Witt had to step,
I mean,
his game
I don't want to take anything from him.
I'm gonna tell you to be honest with you. If I had anything to do with it, if Witt had to step his game up, you know, because like I said, he took the blueprint from Tony Bynes. If he had to step his game up this year, I think Cold Killer should have got it. But Witt stepped his game up so much this year, and so he slid under the door on his ass.
That's right.
Little Carter, when you getting ready for a race, man, somebody say, "I do," on the phone. Man, your fucking heart start pumping and racing, and you get to sweating, and all this kind of shit be running through your system, then you loading that car.
Hell yeah. I swear to God. Man, you telling him some shit. You telling him some shit that they don't know about.
Be about to have a fucking heart attack. Before they even get in the
you telling them
line.
Some shit they don't know about. I promise you, shit, I don't care who you is. When you lock in a race, your whole demeanor changes. Your whole demeanor changes.
Hey, Witt, I was out there in the weekend. I was talking shit. When that boy locked me in, first thing I said, "Hey, man, give me a ride on the bathroom. I got to go take a shit." I done got no air.
That's
hell yeah.
You done said that multiple times on the show. I know a lot of us, I mean, it might be a few of us that, you know, haven't been racing or whatever, and I can't say that I've been racing at the caliber of you guys and racing and traveling and locking in as many races as you, but from what I'm hearing here, that is the truth, man. You get a race locked in, boy, your blood start boiling.
That's what
you know, and everything that Witt said a second ago about what it takes to get out there and the struggle, you got to be, you know, at a certain point of health to be able to travel up and down these roads and work on these cars. I mean, these cars will take over your goddamn life without you realizing it, man. It's the most expensive drug out there.
Yeah, it will.
Y'all hold on for a minute.
Yeah,
Tony, you on the phone, boss. Hold on. Boss, you still on the phone? Tony.
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Hey, Tony, you there?
Yeah.
I want everybody to be quiet because I want to risk my personal self because I got to figure Tony out. Hey, Tony, you know Witt won the Grudge Race of the Year this last year, and Cold Killer was in contention. Now, do you think they really, either one of them really deserved it over you? I just want to know. I don't want to start no argument, but I want to know how you feel about it.
Well, I said me and Witt was neck and neck. I don't know how y'all could tell Cold Killer could be involved, and he ain't run but half a year.
Now, I asked you to say
that means if the whole race community didn't race until July, it wouldn't be shit going on in the first 6 months. So how can, if you ain't participating in the game, half of the game, how you going to be most valuable player and just come in one quarter?
I didn't want to say that, but a lot of people were saying the same shit. They were saying, you know, they said Grudge Racer of the Year, not Grudge Racer of the Half Year. That's the only reason I asked Tony that. Because I just want to see where he was at on that, though. Witt, what you think
now,
about
Jeep out of the year. Now, Jeep out of the year, I ain't got no problem with winning that. Even Grudge Car of the Year, I ain't got no problem winning that. But the Grudge Racer of the Year got to include the whole year.
Okay. What you got to say about that, Witt?
Yeah, I felt the same. I figured Grudge Car of the Year, Jeep out of the Year. But when it comes to Grudge Racer of the Year, I mean, when you start in February and you finish in November, I mean December. Hell, we went on to December. It's rough, dog. I promise you, it's rough.
Well, Tony started in January.
Y'all started in January. We started in February. You know, I started in February.
Oh, shit.
And hell, went on to December, you know.
Hold on, my stepson want to get in and say something. Oh, shit. Matt, what you got to say, Matt? He must have hit it by mistake again. Okay, man.
All right, fan. Sum it up, fan. What you think about what all them guys just said, fan?
I like what he said. What we said, you know, the man could have. They, Fuzz giving him the grudge race of the year. He's starting the late part of the damn year and getting it. Don't get me wrong, he worked hard. But for the G-Bot of the year or something, he should have got something like that. After we all looked at it, we was all in the hype when Cold Killer was out there, man. Everybody was hyped up and they were, you know.
He's a bad boy. I'm going to give him his props. Yeah, he came out and did his thing for the year.
Man,
I mean, he, you know,
did.
I love to come in right now and then and go from now on out and then win it, you know. But it just don't work like that, you know what I'm saying? You got to try to get to these races. Like just this weekend, I want to go to Prescott so bad, you know, I can dream about it. But, you know, I just ain't going to be able to make that race.
I got some background on. Hold on. I got another man with an opinion. Hold on a minute. McGlohorn.
Yeah.
McGlohorn.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a question. All right.
Yeah.
This grudge race of the year stuff, everybody says it's a high profile is what gets grudge race of the year, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
It says a high profile is what gets drug racing in the year, right?
No.
Anybody
traveling,
like
no.
That?
No, that's not great.
No.
All right. Me and Noah, we've been racing since January, nonstop. Ain't slowed down. And we working on 40 races so far. We done run. All right. What makes Grudge Racer of the Year? I'm trying to figure this out. Tony's up for it. I mean, everybody's up for it. And you got little man down here on the totem pole, me, because I'm gonna speak for myself. That I don't necessarily want it. I mean, it ain't no big thing to me. But what makes Grudge Racer of the Year is what I'm trying to find out. So I'm here. What I'm hearing is.
What you doing now? What you doing now? I mean, you know, when the people come up and the thing come up, you gonna be in it too. You got 40 races and y'all been racing since the year started. Yeah, you gonna be one. You know, the only thing I can tell you, know, just keep doing what you're doing. They'll notice you sooner or later. You just gotta keep doing what you're doing. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Yeah. The way I kind of understand it myself personally, you don't have to have the super baddest car. You only got to have, you know, the fastest car. If you're doing, you know, everything under the criteria in your class with the kind of competition that you're able to race against and the competition is stiff for you and you're still going out there winning, you got the record, you're going out there and traveling just like everybody else, you're going out there and having, you know, really challenging competition, there's no reason why you shouldn't be included in, you know, in a nominee at the end of the time.
Hey, now, I agree now, but I disagree with what Witt said, though. Matt is telling the truth now. Like I told him, I always tell him, but he always want to bring his ass in there and set him. Leave that shit alone, though. It does, evidently, got to go by who you race, because like he said, from January all the way to today, we done traveled and raced just as much as anybody out there, but like me, myself, I don't try to pat my own back.
It had to be
by these high profile races and some people got higher caliber cars. You shouldn't fault a man because he got a lower caliber car and doing the same amount of racing, but that's the way it is right now.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to pat myself on the back none at all, because I could care less. I'm gonna go out there and when I go to the track, I'm gonna have fun. If I can find a race, I'm good. I'm gonna have fun racing. That's what we're going to do. But and I don't need somebody to say, oh, well, you did a good job. Because I don't need that. Because I know I did a good job. When I come home, I pay my own bills. I don't pay these bills with this racing. So, but, I mean, I don't want nobody thinking I'm trying to pat my back, because I'm not. I'm just trying to get clear on how they're going to drug racing stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with paying your own back, but it just in the long run, it don't look good. Ain't nothing wrong with patting your own back.
You know, at the end of the day, if it's somebody else that's patting you on the back and you got tons of people rallying around you,
I think that's more important than patting yourself on the back of the horse.
Exactly.
I agree 100%.
I agree. And really, I mean, and if don't nobody want to pat me on my back, guess what? At the end of the day, I'm still going to pat myself on the back when I'm having a good time. When I go home with my kids, my family, and my dog and everybody else, we're going to come home and we're going to have a good time anyway. So, I mean, I don't need nobody to pat my back, just for say. But I was just trying to figure out how they, because I kept hearing two different ways. The way it sounded is Grudge Race of the Year stuff was to be a high-profile race, per se. It's been racing for a while, person, whatever. You got all these newcomers. I mean, you got people from up north with this newcomer. I mean, that's a whole different category, but, I mean, I'm just saying, in the same situation. But,
well, you said you don't have to have a lot of tattoo on the back, but it sure feels good sometimes when somebody do. You know, you're right about what you're saying. But it sure feels
right.
Damn good every once in a while when somebody do pat you on the back, though.
Right.
And that, you know,
right,
we knew,
right.
Well, none of us would be talking about it if we didn't want that belt. And it is something special to have and everything. You know, in our own little thing, what we do, we special breed. We like to drag race and shit. So when somebody pat you on the back, you work hard, man. I watched you out there. You're doing a good damn job. And if I could have walked up to you and told you, I saw you the other day when you was out, when you were racing, man, you're doing a damn good job. And, you know, the more praise you get, the better you're going to be in this game, because you're going to want to keep on coming. So it's a good thing when people do recognize you, no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, That's right.
That means your hard work and determination goes, you know, it doesn't go unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? It reminds you. You know what I'm saying?
Feel it.
Hey, somebody got a lot of background noise there. Whoever's driving, put your phone on mute.
4-4-6-3-7-9
Jump in. Yeah, hey, what's happening? Tony's
still on the phone.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, he's still on the phone. Boss.
Yeah.
He's still on the phone.
What's up? What's up, boss?
Come, boss.
Shit.
Hold on for a minute. Come, boss. Hello?
What's up, boss?
What's up, boss?
Yeah, I was going to lock you in with that pillow call.
Bullshit.
Pillow call against what?
Something evil.
Oh, shit.
So you got one carburetor or two?
Yeah, one carburetor.
How about you got wheel bars on?
No, you ain't got none on.
Oh, yeah, man. You in my league right there all day long. When you want to lock in and where you want me to come? Tonight?
I'm going to lock you in. When
you
want
to
lock in? 3
or 15 about? Yeah, when you want to first, where you want me to come at?
Piedmont,
September 13th. We're locked in for
Piedmont, September
13th. Piedmont, September 13th. Head up 8 mile, pro tree, flip a lane, do it like something evil.
Yeah, be in the lane by 9:30.
No, man, you need to go and do it earlier than that. These run about 8:30. We going to need to race all the time, 9:30? Huh?
We can be in the lane at 8:30 there.
8:30, good. Head up 8 mile, 4-6, flip a lane. Drop 315 a barrel. Still against something evil. I ain't got no problem there, sir. You're going to get the same thing as the pistol guy. All right.
Now, I
want
to get that motherfucking what's that thing you got over there down? The wheels or whatever?
Well, we don't know if we wheels ain't running right now. We don't know if we're going to have it running by then, but you call me next Monday this time, we'll know if we got to fill it running.
After Thursday night when I motherfucking goddamn gold rush, you probably ain't gonna answer the phone next fucking week. And I know you probably gonna have oil pressure here.
Man, you ain't back no money, you will be gold rush. You ain't gonna be now time when that lie. Let me $100 on the side. I'm been with gold rush. You gonna charge my bet with Georgia.
Okay, that's fine, I know you always do.
Tell her how to rock.
Hey, hey, can we ask who's driving? Can we ask who's driving our bad song? Who's driving?
Scream Junior.
Who?
Scream Junior.
Bullshit. That's a damn lie. That motherfucker ain't can't even handle that much power. Quit lying.
No, you know North Carolina boys can't mess. North Carolina boys can't mess on Georgia Cause. They know that. Can you believe the boy bet $2,500 on Buddy Blow Saturday night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Everybody mute your phones up. I want to give the racial cap on that half. We heard about it, but we didn't hear the whole detail. They told me you fuck Buddy. What you run Buddy Blow in, Tony?
Through, man. That man ran through.
Come on, man. Somebody been drinking, man. Come on, man.
I'm gonna call the police, my goddamn self. That man runs through, man. And everybody North Carolina, those two boys together. Everybody North Carolina been with goddamn Buddy Blow. It was all made on the side, too. The main bar was 25 apiece. It was a gap from the word go. You had to wait till the 3:30 or nothing like that. It was a gap from the word go.
Man, I don't believe Buddy Blow ran through. I swear, I don't believe that.
He did it. Goddamn, sure did it.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog. The reason he ran through is because he was mad at me.
Dog.
Yeah.
You know, it was North Carolina against Georgia. Josh, you need to get to the side. Hey, Tony, what can I put in your pot?
if I had to be your money and everything else, man, I know damn well Buddy Blow didn't run through, man. I still don't believe that shit.
Yeah, they did. I'm going to do something.
Now, Buddy Blow ran y'all with the S10? He used that S10 or something? Or he got something else?
Yeah, Buddy Blow's an STN. He done beat everybody up there around there, around Rico and Red Springs and Fayetteville. He done beat everybody around that area. I guess he decided to step to the A-League for a second.
Ah, man, I can't believe that. Now, I ain't going to lie. I don't know too much about that damn STN, but I definitely can't see it up against no Thriller now. I couldn't have seen it.
He'll get the biggest. He's been beating everybody right. He was King Dog around Fayetteville, Red Springs, and Lumpkin. I was trying to tell them boys, man, you jump to the big league, you got to respect. Turn the game. And he ain't have no trouble in the game. Dog. I just don't know 5 on his ass. He was dead from the word go.
One other question.
This Something Evil car, is that the same car that had a race seemed like a year ago or somewhat with Witt back in the day?
Yeah, he ran with.
We got one with that day. He get his scared ass day. I'm gonna blow his whole goddamn asshole out again. A weak bitch.
Oh shit.
I'm going on mute.
I ain't gonna say I gotta take a shit, but I'm gonna say my stomach bubbling right now. I wonder what we're gonna say with Tony.
Hey, okay.
I'm
hey, Tony, who you got between Gold Rush and Bad Storm this Thursday?
Gold Rush, guy. You know, boy, North Carolina can't compete with Georgia boys. You know, goddamn, where Gold Rush gonna win?
Hey, Gold Rush. Hey,
you know, goddamn, where them boys can't mess with. First of all, Josh gonna pay the punk out for number one. They ain't gonna be no race. Josh can pay the punk out.
Josh ain't gonna
be. Yeah, shit. Josh, if me and your husband all rock,
I'll bet you $100 on the side. I'll bet you $100 on the side. I'm gonna say that goddamn, I always bet you. They ain't no, I ain't got no job.
I ain't you. I say if y'all decide, I'm just saying, if y'all have a flat tire coming down here, you decide not to come, or your car acting up, or your drive don't show up, it's me and Hard Dogs Rock.
Man, I bet you Hard Dogs if we pull in the right, motherfucker.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. No, the punk not going to be paid. I'm telling you right now, though. I'm telling you right now, yeah, dog. Uh-huh. Fuck, I'm going to be safe.
If he said the driver's yeah. Extreme Junior, I know they ain't even going
to
come.
So, fuck, I'm going to be safe.
Hey, here's one thing about it, boss. You know one thing about it. Huh. It's going to be there. So I'm going to bring them guys down. I'm going to make enough off you with them goddamn phones to pay the park out if I got to. So I ain't even going to worry about that.
You can
best believe it. I'm going to bring
them all the fucking wheels. Hey, John. Yes, Gold Rush can't make it. I give you a backstage title with Thriller. That same Thursday night. So you're going to come down here for next.
Man, fuck you.
you don't goddamn well. A man with confidence in his car knew he was going to win. He'll lock in $100 on the side. That man ain't trying to lock in. Nail down or whatever they already got locked in. I'm calling like I did, though.
I asked who the driver was. He said Extreme Junior. If Extreme Junior the driver, I know goddamn well they're going to pay the punk out.
Hey, go ahead, punk out. Boy, I can't run the Georgia boys. I'm telling the truth, man. I'm just calling like I said. I can't run the Georgia boys. Not no small time.
If he got a decent driver there, I like Bad Storm.
Well, dog, you like it on the damn with
him. I can tell you this now. I bet you this, Tony. I bet you this. When you get Willis back, I bet you I blow your motherfucking asshole out.
George, up to the minute, we was having a serious conversation about race. Now you want to go cracking jokes. Now, we was having a serious conversation. Now you want to go cracking jokes now, man. Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do that shit, son.
All you got to do is put a deposit up, and I'll show you a joke. You
so I've been trying to run you all. I've been trying to run you for the last 2 weeks, man. You already got excuse, but your car ain't ready. Goldust is, it ain't fast.
If you had that motherfucking red spring tag, I'll go ahead and lift your ass.
See, all right, keep talking. This time you ease me over trying to get in my pocket, I'm telling you no now. Watch what I tell you now. This time you ease me over my pocket, so you want to bet in my pocket, say no, just because you're getting bigger on the phone. You know, goddamn well, you not going, you're going to pay the punk out. Y'all, I paid the punk out all year, man. No, correct me if I'm wrong. Have they paid the punk out all year?
Right.
Dog. Correct me if I'm wrong, Val Doster, Jackson, every time they pay the bug out. We gonna pay the bug out first? Ain't no secret about that. I ain't got a driver. My door fell. My door blown off. My car ain't running right. I ain't got time to race. Fuck, I pay every time.
Hey, hey, I hate to make this joke because, the thing, you know, I'm a fan of Josh, but, hey, if there's anybody out there looking to go for Grudge Race of the Year, from what I'm hearing here, lock in Josh. If you pay the
park-out
money, that'll help you.
Ain't lying, you're right. Go pay the park-out. That's automatic. Why Thursday night, dog? You see what I'm talking about? Dog, you want to lock in?
Huh?
Dog, you like it? You want to lock in? I don't know.
Hell no. You must
think
I'm fucking fool. I told you, he told me he was driving. When he said he was driving, he might not even show up. That's his driver.
We got a good driver, man, but you know what I'm saying? He goes to see girls make a pass, he goes to the bug out. See up there, they got a different class of races up there. Them boys up there strong. Brother Blue is beating everybody in North Carolina. He come down here and get gapped from a Georgia car. Brother Blue, draw on Josh. I'm just saying, them boys up there don't know what time it is, man. We do this shit for a living. We don't just, like, you know, this ain't just for a pastime. We do this for a living, man. They come up here, blue shit, just give away money.
Hey, boss, this is all I want to ask you right here. Okay, when I come down there Thursday night and I gap that week, bitch, what you going to be saying next week? I just want to hear what you going to be saying.
This is what I'm finna say. I'm finna say, if you like you gonna get that, man, I'm gonna be 302 red night. If y'all race. I ain't locking in. If y'all cut the bulbs off, I'm gonna lock in 302 that it don't be no gap.
I want to know what
you
going to say if I turn this W on.
You ain't saying nothing about betting, man. You say you're going to get out the man. I'm putting more money than you put. I'm putting 300 to your two than you going to get out that man. Now show everybody on the radio show you just talking bullshit or you really mean what you say. Bet, lock in 300 to two that I'm going to put up 300. All you got to do is put up two, $5 pot. And if you got that man, you win. Now show my confidence you got.
It's already locked in. I done showed my confidence.
I ain't talking about that, man. I'm saying if y'all race, it's not nothing like this. If y'all race, you did not say you're going to gap that, man. I'm saying you're a goddamn lie. I'm in 300 of your two that you lying. Now, it's a lot.
When I get down there, make me a shake,
man. Come on, y'all. Everybody listening to your cake. Y'all. Explain that, man, what I just talked to him.
I just got two texts that said boss making Josh look bad.
I'm just saying, if you go gap, you not saying you go gap that, man. What I'm going to say? Don't wait to see what I'm going to say. I'm trying to say it now. 300 on two. I'm putting all the money out. You can't gap. No, you can't gap.
Let me stop you right there. Since you want to keep talking about the gap, let me stop you right there. Okay? This is what I bet you. I'm already gonna bet you 100 that I turn a W on. Okay? And I'll bet you, hey, and I think what I'm going to do better for you now. You ain't going to have to be worried about riding somebody else's dick. I sit here and watched you goddamn make a video the other day where you throw some goddamn car together. I'm going to lock you in, motherfucker, with your best fucking small block horse, which is the Wizard, 500 on 25 or better. I'm going to give you a reason to get that sandwich together.
Well, Josh, what you're saying might be true on that. What I'm saying, what your comment you made before that was a goddamn lie. I'm saying, you say you're going to gap that, man. You know damn well you're just talking, man, hyping yourself up. You know damn well you ain't going to gap nobody from Georgia with 20 small block. You know you ain't going to gap nobody. So go ahead on this quick line on the radio show, man. This is a federal communication. This is an FCC. This is an FCC network. That means you don't go around this shit, man, when you know you fucking lying.
Ain't nobody
on radio show gonna co-sign with you with that bullshit you just did. So you go gap, go run. Y'all get 302 that you go gap. If y'all race.
You want me to tell you the same thing that I told the last motherfucker that was on the show like that? I don't want nobody on this show. I don't want nobody on this show to be on my side. Nobody on my motherfucking line other than mine to be on my side. I don't need no goddamn thing. So ain't nobody a fool out here. Ain't nobody gonna be your dad no damn way. You talking to yourself, talk no goddamn way. You ain't finna get out, go rush. You just talking. Everybody know you just talking.
You ain't finna get out nobody with no 20s, man. Don't you know I saw your parents on Sunday night, Saturday night, man? Me and Cowboy seen your parents, man. You spoke to the car, man. Oh, you fast. You fast up there in North Carolina. By yourself, you fast.
That's what you
say. You heard my feelings, Josh, because I'm a fan.
I ain't taking nobody's side. I love Dog Josh like a brother. But if he was my brother, if he was Jamie, I'd tell him the same thing I'm telling him now. That car is not going to be Gold Rush, man. Do you know who you fucking with, Cooper Farmers, man? Cooper Farmers got about 18 Mustangs down in that camp. All of them start the same, everything running fast. The same fast. You can't be none of them boy cars down there, man. See, I'm telling you something you don't know. See, you're in North Carolina.
You ain't got a motherfucking thing. Hey, check this out. Check this out, Tony. Check this out. They ain't never beat me and went down the track with me.
You already paid the punk out. Look at him, man.
I won't never pay
that
punk out. Dog.
Them boys, Cooper Farmer took a big old photo LTD up the fucking Michigan, up there that goddamn Michigan, killed the goddamn little Mustang. Them boys ain't slow, man.
Tony,
them boys are not slow.
Hey, Tony, somebody just sent me a text that if they leave together, that Josh going to gap them. That's what they just said.
Well, why Josh won't bet? Who that want to hold on the money? I ain't got to go to Josh. Go to somebody else, too. Who that said that? Tell them to call me. My number is 706.
Hey,
706-373-2646. If you think you're going to get out no more, whoever takes dollars this while ago, call me, okay, and so we can lock down. I'm going to put all my hard money. Cooper Farms ain't no joke, man. Cooper Farms damn near bad as prime time. Them boys ain't no joke. Them boys got a goddamn powder.
Who the fuck is prime time?
Prime time. Look, let me explain it to you. Let me break it down to you, okay? Let me bring it out to you. Underdog beat you at Red Springs. Red and Blow beat Underdog. After prime time, come around and gap Red and Blow. For what they tell you, you can't have them, man. You had the lowest on the ball board. Underdog beat you in the grass race. Underdog beat you. Red and Blow turned around and beat the man that beat you. We turned around and get off the man that beat him. Yeah, like you can't add up, man. Red and Blow tried to run you fast, you ain't run, man.
You beat me to it.
Red Bull got to run you fast now, you and run, man. Don't do that. He got to run you first. And you said, no, that's when he run me.
But
that's the truth,
man. I was down at the gate. I wasn't up there. So don't even try to be funny, because you know if I was up there, I'm going to hop that bitch in, because I already been asking that he want to run. He said, oh, no, I can't handle y'all boys. So
don't do that.
He went out there and get that 1,000, because he know that was my 1,000.
Dog, hey, dog.
Or whatever he bet you.
Hey, dog. Did you want to make $100?
Yo.
See, you have a radio show every week, and you put down everybody's list of who beat who. Name me three people bad storm beat this year, and you got $100.
Take your time now.
The year almost over with. I'm going to give you a crisp $100 bill if you name
Damn.
Three people that done beat the whole fucking year.
Tony, that's fucked up, man.
Come on, dog. Come on. I'm talking about beating somebody on the test pass. I ain't talking about they had no damn money up neither.
God damn.
Name three people, dog, and get that money. Name three people and get that money, dog. You got 20 more seconds, dog. You got 20 more seconds, dog. Now, dog, I'm asking you another question. Now, dog, hold on. I'm asking you another question. What damn camp in the whole fucking U.S., what damn camp in the whole United States ain't won three races this year? Every camp done won three races this damn year, but who?
Bastard.
All right, then. Bingo. What are you wearing, Johnny? Just come down, Joe, dog. I'll give you a deal tomorrow.
Come on, Josh. You make me look bad, Josh. Come on, Josh.
I'm telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth, man.
Listen to this right here, boss. I can stop you right there. Listen to this right here. I tell you what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a goddamn option, okay? I don't give a fuck who we raised. What we done, who we beat, who we ain't beat, all this. That same bullshit you talking, I done gapped Underdog two fucking times. Both of us made the fucking trip. It's on YouTube. Go YouTube it. Buddy Blue come up and run his goddamn mouth, and really, he was really the reason he raced you, because he was mad, because he tried to get in the goddamn track for free, and I charged him and his little goddamn crew. That was the first, that was why he was mad. So he come up there running his goddamn mouth. He really didn't want to race. But any motherfucking thing you can get together in the wilderness, small block, single carburetor, I'm throw your motherfucking asshole completely out.
Hey, I got Cooper Farmers going to be out there tonight, so I'm way ahead of you. Who you think called Cooper Farmers told him to call y'all locked out in? Who you think did that? It was me.
I tell you what you do. You say you got two performance. Any motherfucking thing they got me a tip, small block on 28th, I'll lock it in.
Now, Josh, there you go again, Josh. We're trying to have a serious talk show. There you go again with a crack joke. Dog, another question. Dog, a guy just texted me. He want to know who done paid more punk ass than wins this year.
Josh?
Okay, then. I'm just saying, man. I'm calling like I see it, man. I don't lie. All people texting me all this, huh? Everybody texting me all this, huh?
I paid $600 out. And I'm like, let's see. We beat the four horsemen for several stacks. So I don't mind playing.
I don't know about all that, dog. Dog, I'm asking another question. Dog. Who was that Valdosta? Had a grudge race? Who was that Valdosta had a race locked in all 2 weeks before Valdosta, and everybody announced the track going to close 12 o'clock. Who out there making test pass at 10 minutes to 12?
Josh Jones.
10 minutes to 12. This man out here trying to get down talking about he tested. He's talking about he tested. And the motherfucker, everybody announced on the goddamn intercom, the track is going to be closing at 12 o'clock. No more runs after 12 o'clock. And this man go out 10 minutes to 12 talking about he tested. He's going to come back around. Now, come on, dog. You need to straighten that, dog. Now, you guys there, this is your show. You need to straighten some bullshit when you hear bullshit. BT, straighten that shit, dog.
It's your show. It's your show. But what you got to do, dog? When I end this you and your motherfucking weak ass goddamn
you straight it,
sick, whatever the fuck they are, what you gonna say?
You doing a good job, boss. You doing a good job, boss.
I promise you.
You just screaming, dog. Now you ain't talking about. I ain't lying. One thing I do, I don't lie. I'm not lying today. If anybody on this radio show said have you will agree that I lied any time tonight? What lie have I told anybody? Well, one lie. I don't say about 10 things.
Hold on, talking about one thing. He was testing at 5 minutes to 11. The track closed at 11, not 12.
Well, I know the track was closed 10 minutes before he got there to make his last shake down. How the hell am I going to make a pass, come eight down, and charge his battery, cool up, and he going down the track 10 minutes to 11, and the track closed at 11 o'clock? Somebody screaming now.
You're right.
You lied about something else, Tony.
What that?
What was the name of this show you said? You told him that you said there was a DLC radio show?
Yeah, huh?
I
LCC.
I swear this is a goddamn comedy show. I'm back.
I ain't lying, man. George on here talking. George got there talking about he gonna gap somebody. Man, ain't never heard shit so funny in my life, man. He go out there before he gonna talk about it. And he ain't raced nobody. This man, he ought to be satisfied with getting a win. He ought to be satisfied with getting one win. His mother gonna jump over there and tell me he gonna gap somebody. No, he lying, man.
I done got five texts and said, man, the poor Josh, they feel sorry for Josh, man.
How you gonna feel sorry for him when he's gonna get a line to us, man? I ain't gonna lie to him, he gonna gap somebody. No damn way he ain't gonna gap no Cooper Farmers. Cooper Farmers, they're called, they come at you with an LTD, come at you with a Mustang. All them cars got the same motors, they wear the same, they got the same converters, same families, the same tires. The motherfucker, all them cars run the same, man. So if you beat the LTD or if you beat Gold Rush, you can beat all the other ones. And you can't beat none of them boys. Them boys on their game now, man. You better ask Jolly Ranchers them boys on their game or not.
You think so?
You boys. Yeah, them boys on their game. Them boys on their game, man. Them boys ain't bullshit.
It sound like true, but
I like the way y'all
sit. Yeah,
All I'm saying is this. I'm gonna bet with a camp I know got 20 plus wins this year, rather than bet with a camp ain't got no wins this year. I'm just calling, that's what I'm gonna do. I don't, nobody ain't gonna be able to change my mind. I mean I ain't go to the trade. I'm gonna go take my money. I ain't gonna bet with it. But anything in racing can happen. Anything in racing can happen. Look at Buster Douglas. So anything can happen, shit.
You're right. But look, you heard about that. Anything can happen. I'm gonna let everything else do the talking. It's gonna talk for itself Thursday night.
I'm saying that. You may not know who you're racing, but them boys is dangerous down here. Them boys from Georgia, they dangerous down here, man. You just don't know what you're walking into. Just like Brad Blow, he knew what he was walking into on Saturday night. You don't know what the hell you're walking into, man. That's all to it. If you was down here every Thursday night and saw them boys out here, they kick ass down here in South Georgia and Alabama and South Carolina, you wouldn't know. But you got your ass way up in North Carolina, out your head up your ass, you don't know what the hell going on. Them boys, I'm trying to take something for your good, man. Pay the goddamn punk out and save your cash money. Look here, pay the punk out, and you'll save your gas money. You'll save your gas money from coming way down here. You'll save your money you got to pay your driver for coming down here. You got more time to go to Piedmont and test. That's all you got to do. That's my advice to you, man. Don't come down here and do that, man.
I don't need to test. I don't need to reach. I don't need to test. Hell, if they want to, matter of fact, we ain't got to wait the Thursday night. We ain't going to do it tonight, tomorrow night in fucking Darlington. I ain't got to wait the Thursday night, motherfucker.
Hey, sir. Hey, Josh. Everything, your funeral arrangements has already been made down here. The pallbearer going to already ready to be down here Thursday night. The EMA, just in case you make it out alive, they're here. The hospital room is already here. So everything's already in plan. So we can't change the days. We can't change the days. Everything already scheduled. We got a schedule already made up for you.
Hey, I hate it for y'all boys. I'm telling you right now. It's going to be some sad goddamn fate. But there's one thing about it. There's one motherfucker on this phone that I know knows. And he said it. And I'm going to let him tell y'all next week. And I'm going to leave it at that. You keep talking all you want to, boss. Carry on. Carry on with your conversation.
Man, look, y'all got 80 mics open. Y'all got 80 mics open. Josh, I'm going to show you something, Mike, Josh. Anybody that want to meet with y'all Thursday night, hit the one button. Dog, let me know anybody hitting one button now. I want to meet with Josh.
Anybody want to meet with Josh, hit the one button. I think boss getting odds. Anybody out there that listen to this conversation, hit the one button.
Anybody. Young, old, black or white, don't make no deals, hit the one button.
Oh, shit, somebody just hit the one button.
All right, let's hit it. Left up.
803-8211, go ahead.
Damn, they
hit the one button
and
got scared to talk.
Hey, dog, I ain't by accident.
No, you didn't, motherfucker. I just lied on you.
Now, Josh, man, look at Josh. Everybody trying to tell you.
Hold up. Will somebody out there put together, three or four of y'all put $25 a piece together and hit the one button? Shit, damn, Tony. Nobody hit the goddamn one button.
Josh, people on the radio show trying to tell you, man, don't do this right.
Hey, Tony, so you betting all
the money. Hold on. 313-5415, go ahead.
Dog, I just got one question. I'm a fan.
Shit, I thought you was in the business.
All I ever heard was he talk shit. I ain't never heard him race nobody. He supposed to came up to the mission and run somebody.
What about paid that man to call in and say that shit, man?
Bingo, man. Bingo. Y'all get that man a prize. He just hit the nail on the head.
Yes, sir.
You ain't
got to say no more. Do you got anything you want to lock us in with his small box on 28th?
Hey, dog. Hey, Dawson, I just texted you. They say you want to know who has paid more park out money than won money and lost money this year?
Bad storm.
Okay, all right then. I just want to know. People always texting me all these crazy questions, man. I don't be knowing the answer. I'm like, hey, y'all.
Hey, look. I ain't lost a $600 this year and goddamn park out money. So I can tell you right now, whoever you getting your information from, they need to update that motherfucker a little bit because that's something way off.
Well, Josh, if you done paid $600 for that money, you ain't won. You damn sure ain't won $600, so they still got the correct answer.
You're right.
I bet you thought, man.
Hey, but at the end of the day, I'm looking for you.
Well, all I'm saying is this, man, Josh. Don't come down here Thursday, man. Don't do it, man. Save face
man,
and just stay home.
I'm coming down that bitch. I'm coming down that bitch and kill him just like I'm going to do you.
Josh, can't you see nobody betting with you, man? Ain't nobody betting with you, Josh.
The next one in line.
Nobody.
What did I understand? What don't you understand about that? I don't need nobody on this phone to bet with me.
But Josh, every girl's race that's been locked in this year. Every girl's race that's been locked in this year. They at least had four or five people that gonna bet with them. You ain't got nobody, Josh.
I don't want to lock him in.
BT's gonna lock him in with the 100.
Man, Josh, man. Y'all need to go back and prepare, man.
Hey, dog.
Oh, Josh. Hey, hold on. No. This fucked up now. This fucked up here now, dog. I got another case. Man, say, who, what camp that came to Christ three times this year without a goddamn driver? How the fuck you gonna come to the track, goddamn, putting houses in your car, putting gas in your car, warm your goddamn car, and ain't got nobody to take the car out of the damn track? Now, that's fucked up, that dog.
Hold on, Tony. I just got a text saying that Tony, hold up, I got a text saying Tony's trying to make Josh mad so he can lock in with him. Hey, you late. They already locked in. Josh and Tony already locked in, y'all.
Dog, you ain't have a question, dog. Who in the hell, who so fucked up can goddamn come to Detroit without a goddamn drive? I know, I've heard you forgetting your nitrous bar, not just leaving home. I've heard you forgetting your battery charger and all that bullshit. Who the fuck forget the goddamn driver, man?
Come on, Tony, you're a big old throat here, Tony, come on, man.
That's real. I ain't even got to come out. We ain't got no driver. Why the hell are you short to the damn truck if you ain't got no goddamn driver? Stay home, man.
Hey,
dog,
hey,
you need to train the dog.
That's what I'm
going to
do Thursday night.
I ain't gonna have no driver.
Fast on.
I ain't talking about ghost drivers. Because don't never be a real driver that show up.
Tony, you got damn chance to save that for
any
question, goddammit. You cheating.
Fast
on.
I ain't gonna lie.
I left my helmet home before, but I ain't never left my driver.
Hey, man, hey, I'm ashamed to say it now. I left Little Mohawk, went way to fucking Dalton, and I almost got my goddamn driver's door. But I ain't never got my goddamn driver.
Damn sure did, I told you. Goddamn sure did. Cause
I left my driver's door. I had to make a pass with no door. But I ain't never got my goddamn driver, man.
I left my helmet home one time, but I didn't forget to go.
God damn, man. Bad Storm got a lot of warranty. Hey, dog.
I'm telling you, man.
Dog. Bad Storm got a lot of warranty here this year. A lot of warranty coming.
Name two of them, Tony.
Name
two of the
warranty
you
going to
get.
I'm in there.
Hey,
Josh.
Yeah. Hey, this truck driver. Hey, every week you come in, you lock somebody in and say what you gonna do. I sure hope you go down there and do what you got to do, cause it ain't you done prove yourself wrong again.
Hey,
ain't nobody got no phone bill, Josh.
I want everybody on this phone to be against me.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hey, what two awards you give that man, Tony?
Pick up on
everybody.
We hear him all the time. He say the same old stuff.
Hey, Tony, they want
to know what
two
awards,
at least awards you're going to get.
Pro Star Joe and J-Bar going to get up there for a award for the car that paid the most punk outs 2014. Best song! Yay! The award, the most cars that paid, that ain't won no race, ain't won one race all year. Bad Storm, they gonna tell Bad Storm to stay up there. We got some more work. What cap got the most driver award? Bad Storm. They gonna
Ghost, hey, you want to get back on? Just wait up here. We got some more for you, boys. Just don't go back to your seat.
Hold on, hold on, Tony. Hold on, Tony.
Hey,
I'm going to get
Tony.
Tony, now hold on. Hold on. I got one for Tony then, since Tony got all this. Tony, what camp got the most test passes before the shutdown?
Bad call. Another victory. Another win. Another trophy.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of strange things happening in grudge races, but if you know the track finna close at 11 o'clock and you got them go out there and test 5 minutes to 11, what the hell that telling you? What that telling everybody,
hey,
man? They bullshitting on it.
No, Tony, 10 minutes here, Tony. 10 minutes here, Tony. What dumb motherfucker pushed his car in the water box and then talking about the battery dead?
Bad storm.
And
hey,
no
Tony,
drive.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
dog, I got a video. I got a video with Mike Hill. I got a video with Dre. Do I got to do a video for Josh?
Yes, you should have been there first. Hey, Bobo says Uncle done pissed all over himself.
Hey,
Bobo says
Uncle
done pissed all over himself laughing at Josh.
Hey, Tony, I got a question for Tony. Hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
You going to give out a bad song for most fuck out. Do you consider the fuck out as a high class?
Oh yeah, he had he done played some good high profile punk outs. He played Chucky up there. I think him and Chucky was locked in. Him and Coop Falls been locked in. A lot of folks have been locked in with, man, played the punk out.
Hey, Tony, I gotta say something about myself. I ain't wanna race this year with Biz Carr. He paid Biz the punk out, man.
So now?
He paid Biz the punk out. Biz ain't beat nobody.
And Biz can't beat nobody. All they do is pull the line, Biz always gonna pay the punk out. He couldn't even make it to the line to do that. I mean, you know, he did it just to keep his streak on.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
So what you said? You said if I want me some money from Diesel Fuel, I got a lot of bad storm in with my truck.
Oh,
yeah, sir. Lock your 18 wheel in with bad storm, and they ain't gonna have no driver to the track. They're gonna pay the fuck out.
And truck driver, if you lock him in, enough times, you might be in the running for grudge race of the year if you lock him in enough times.
Yeah, because you have a whole lot of wins. Hold on a minute. Y'all hold on. He got some help. Y'all be quiet for a minute. Oh, shit. 336-0778. Go ahead.
People going to different rooms, leave their door open, and they smoking and drinking.
He wasn't paying attention. He wasn't paying attention. I thought that was somebody to help Josh out, but he wasn't paying attention.
Now, Dawg, y'all got to be loud about that man pushed the car in the water box.
Ask Tony. Ask Tony. Ask Tony now.
I can't
Tony, am I lying, Tony? Tony, am I lying?
Yeah.
What Tony man with? Tony man. Them Tony must be over there trying to sell a goddamn car. Who's that?
No
hey,
driver.
Hey, Tony Bryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Fan, you on the phone, Fan?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, when you in Valhalla, when Josh didn't put the car to the water bucket and he couldn't crank, were you in Valhalla?
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that way?
Hey, Bobo was there. He pushed the car to the water bucket. He tried to make a damn show because the goddamn battery was dead.
I thought that was somebody
else, man. Yeah, man. Well, I read Tony Bryan and took a break from Josh. That's the first time I ever heard anybody share Josh up. First time I ever heard anybody share this motherfucker. Josh! All right, y'all. Well, look like we done got the best of this here. We finna go ahead and get out of here, y'all. Anybody got anything to say besides Fan? Anybody out there got anything to say besides Fan?
Make sure you plug me in to Josh's Facebook, and I'm going to get that video up as soon as I can.
Okay, all right. Anybody got anything out there to say besides the Fan? Fan going to give us the final words. Anybody besides Fan got anything to say? If not, Fan, close us out, Fan.
Hey, dog, we had a wonderful time on the show, man, and to all these guys, and you find something new every day.
the talk show is getting better and better, even though you're putting a lot of comedic shit in here. But we enjoying it, man. We enjoying it. And had a great night tonight. And I'm going to go look at that video, man, when you put it up.
Oh, that little Carter. You been putting up some good
little
shit. All right, man.
Little Carter, when you put it up, little Carter, I'm going to be looking for it, man.
I done muted him out. Anybody mic over to it? Okay, all right.
Lady at the casino, she lost all her money.